we do have a cases whereby the husband was taking a chopper, wanting to chop up the wife because of some dispute, and there was two children in the household. So the mom and the children was hiding in the bedroom while the mom was calling for the police. When police receive a report of domestic violence, they will activate MSF Divert for cases with immediate safety concern. We will provide support via on-site if the person causing harm is still on scene, or via phone support if the person causing harm is no longer present. When Divert arrive on site, we will look out for any immediate safety concern. We also will work with the family members to develop an immediate safety plan in order to reduce the likelihood of violence reoccurring within the household. Divert is able to issue emergency order against the person causing harm. The person causing harm can be arrested if he commits further violence to the victim within 14 days of the issuance of the emergency order. This acts as a temporary safeguard until a personal protection order has been issued by the court. Hello, this is Divert speaking. Once Divert has developed an immediate safety plan with the family, we will then refer this case to our social service agency, such as our Protection Specialist Centre, for further intervention.
For case officers such as myself, we'll actually follow up from where Divert has left off. Our first priority is always ensuring the immediate safety of the child, then work with the child and the family to actually put in place a plan to address the safety concerns that are posed to the child and the adult victim survivor, if any. For cases where a child is unable to remain safe at home, we will place the child in alternative care such as kinship, foster, or residential care as a last resort. Where parents do not consent to the out-of-home placement, protective service may apply to the youth court to seek an interim order for the child to be temporarily placed out of home pending further investigations and assessment. This is a tree houses tool that we use to engage children. So actually what happens is protection officers would actually draw tree houses, a happy house, a sad house, and a house of like hopes and dreams. It will help the children to actually verbalize their abuse and also allow the protection officers to see things through their eyes. And on the other hand, it also allow the protection officers to actually draw out and emphasize that good things can still happen, that even in view of the experience that the children have had, right, they can still have hopes and dreams. Our protection officers will actually review the case plans and the safety plans with the family regularly, including when there are any new incidents of harm. We may need to look at tightening the safety plan to ensure the safety and well-being of the child. On the other hand, when the family is actually making good progress in the case plans, then we can actually look at progressing the contacts and the reunification plans for the children. A child will be reunified with the parents only when the safety and risk concerns have been addressed. The reunification process is paced, and actually at the start, we will usually start with supervised contacts in a controlled environment like our office, where we will supervise the contacts between the child and the parents. And these contacts will actually gradually increase with good progress in the case plans by the parents. We'll actually take time to prepare the child. So this can include getting the child to share their worries, assuring them that the protection officer will be present, and also coming up with some actions that they can show the protection officer should they feel uncomfortable. This will help to build up the child's sense of safety and comfort. After reunification, we will actually continue to work with the community partners to ensure regular safety checks and monitoring of the child and family. Extended family members and also other adults that are part of the family's network, such as family friends, may also be engaged as part of the safety network to help to check in on the family and ensure the child's safety.
Working with people is not an easy job. And then furthermore, we are working with victims and person causing harm. It's worth it because it's very rewarding to see how we are able to help the family members or to reunite the family together as a whole again.
This is a stressful job that involves a lot of challenges, but I really believe in the importance of ensuring the safety and well-being of the children, and I believe that it makes a difference in the lives of the children.